Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1, 2, and 3. Don't lose your view in the valley. In life, we all hit some low points, some valleys. And maybe you're here this morning and you're smiling and you're putting on a good front.
Yes, Lord.
But the truth of the matter is, you're going through something right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
I'm not talking about your finger or your head hurt. I'm talking about you really going through something.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Not only do you find yourself in a valley this morning, but the moment that you begin to go through, your friends walked out on you. Not only did your friends walk out on you, but the savings account that you had, it walked out too. You've been going to the doctor and he's been telling you to come back and come back and come back. And you went back and this time he actually showed you the cancer that's in your body. Maybe worse.
Have mercy.
Maybe the blood test says positive for HIV.
All right, now.
What do you do when you're going through the valley? What do you do when you find yourself in the low points of life?
Have mercy, Jesus.
And if that's not enough, what if God designed that valley for you to go through?
My Lord.
I'm talking about God, the one that you pray to.
No.
The one that is a loving God.
Yes.
The one that says he'll never leave you, never forsake you.
Yes.
But all of a sudden you find yourself going through, I'm talking to somebody, you find yourself going through something, and not only do you question your friends, you also question God.
Yes.
Are y'all too holy for me? I don't care how strong your faith is. When you begin to go through something, especially when you think that you didn't do anything wrong, and the person that wronged you, it seems like they're smiling and they're going on with life, and God has walked away from you, and you say, why me, God? What do you do when God designed the valley for you?
All right, now.
I mean, it has your name all over.
Yes.
And you're in the valley. It's dark. It's cold. You're alone. And there you stand, believing in God, been serving God, worshiping God, faithful to God, but you still in the valley of dry bones. What do you do? Because it's confusing. Because it seems like if I go to church, if I worship God, if I serve God, if I pay my tithes, and if I do all these things, it seems like God will allow me to walk around the valley, but it seems every time a valley appear, my name is on the valley. I end up in the valley. It seems like trouble just find me. God trusts you. God will allow you to be in the valley, allow you to be in a dry season, because he knows that in spite of everything that you may lose, everything that someone may take, every trap that is set up against you, everything that you go through, God knows one thing about you, and that is no one could ever take your faith.
Right.
There you are going through the valley, and you have the audacity to have faith. There you are, lost everything, people laughing at you, and you have the audacity to still believe God. You must be crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. I'm crazy in love with a God that I know that he's going to deliver me in spite of how I feel. In the midst of going through something, don't lose your view while you're in the valley. When you're going through something, you're in the valley will play tricks on you. The valley will allow you to see some things that really doesn't exist. The valley will allow you to feel some stuff that really is not there. When you're going through something, always remember the last thing that God told you when the sun was shining in your life. I may get lost when I'm going through something. something. But if I back up to the last thing that God told me, that thing that I'm absolutely, positively assured of, I know that in spite of me being in the valley, going through something, I know that God is going to deliver me. God touched a prophet.
All right now.
He touched this prophet and he says, I'm going to bring you up in the spirit and I'm going to allow you to see a valley of dry bones. Okay. When he allowed him to see the valley of dry bones, he then asked him, can these bones live?
Yes, Lord.
You ever found yourself in a situation where you didn't even know what to ask for? You didn't even know what to believe. You didn't even know who to trust. And then they ask you a question, I don't know. Isn't it a wonderful place when you realize that you don't know, but you know somebody that knows? Isn't it a wonderful thing when you stop and you say, God, here, this is where you begin? Isn't it a wonderful thing that when you fall, you find yourself on knees, that you know that you can cry out to God? You see, sometimes in life, the things that we think is so bad is a setup for something to come. Think about your life. I just want to encourage you about 5 more minutes. But think about your life. Think about the worst things that you've been through in life. At your lowest point, when everything was going bad, and God delivered you, it made you a stronger person. You see, nobody can give you strength. Nobody can give you faith. Nobody can give you hope. God has to allow you to go through something so that you can receive that on your own. So he grabbed this prophet. He says, now I'm going to show you something. And then he says, prophesy to these bones. Now it's dry. Now, dry doesn't mean that it has the potential to spring back up. Dry means you got to do a whole lot of work to get it back. You know when your finances is dry? $1 won't help. It takes a whole lot in order to bring it back. When you're going through something, a little faith, it should be enough, but we need to see God move and move and move. And God is stepping back and saying, if you allow me to be God, I'll move in your life. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you really had to trust God? I mean, you really had to trust God. Somebody told you this was the end. Somebody told you this was the valley. And you said, oh no, not in my life. I'm really going to trust God. God will set you up so that he can strengthen your faith. Because it takes faith in order to please God. And so everything that God does in our life is to increase our faith. For faith is the substance of things hoped for. There it is, hope. A dry season, but you're still hoping for a better day.
That's right.
Nothing is going right, but you're still hoping for a brighter day. When everybody walk out, you're still hoping that things is going to turn around. The audacity of hope when you're going through something will change your whole situation. It may be bad, but I believe that God is going to deliver me. It may be bad, but I believe that God is going to turn it around. I may not have what the next person have, but I believe God is going to see me through this situation. Have you ever really trusted God? I'm talking about really trusted God. And you found yourself, you have to call on God. In a dry season, but you still have to trust him. Going through a valley, going through a low point, but you still have to trust him. And when you begin to trust God, it seems like God really stepped in your life and God says, let me show you who I am. Let me show you how much I love you. Let me show you that I'm a salvation God. Let me show you that I'm a God of mercy. Let me show you that I'm a God of hope. Let me show you that I'm a provider. Have God ever stepped into your situation and he began to give you an overflow even in a dry season? Have you ever trusted God in the midst of going through something, and in spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstance, God says, now I believe you because you believe in me. And God grabbed your faith and God began to guide you home. God grabbed your hope and God began to lead you on. When you're going through something, don't you lose view in the valley. Yes, it looks bad. Yes, it looks dark. But you got to know that God is still sitting high and God is still looking low. In the midst of going through something, I want to challenge you to try God. God says, speak to your situation. You better begin to talk. You better begin to prophesy. And a prophecy is what God told you. You know God told you he'll never leave you. You know God promised you that you'll never fall short. You better begin to speak to God. God, I'm going through something. It's a valley here. It's low. It's dry. It looks bad. It's cold. It feels really bad. But you know what? I'm stupid enough to begin to say to you what you said to me. And God, you said to me that I'm the head and not the tail. I know I feel like I'm all behind now, but I'm the head. I got to say that. I got to believe that. I got to know that. And you see, in the midst of going through something and your checkbook says you don't have and you feel like there's flat, but God says, I'll supply all of your needs. God, just in case you don't know this morning, I got some needs and I need this and I need that and I need that. God, you better stop me when I'm asking you for too much. And you keep naming stuff and God keeps saying, you believe it, I'm going to keep sending it to you. That's why you're still standing this morning, because God believes. The prophet finds himself going through the valley. And as he began to go through the valley, I'm sure he began to reflect. You know, when you're going through something, you always look back and say, man, how did I get here? What could I have done differently? How could I have changed things? You know, sometimes it doesn't matter what you do. That valley was designed for you, and baby, you're going to hit it. But since you're in the valley, go on through the valley. The Bible declares that God will never leave you, never forsake you. The Bible declares that God will order your steps. You don't need to see where you're going. You just need to walk by faith. You see, that's why God takes us sometimes to a place where we can't see. Takes us to a valley sometimes where we're all alone. And he says, don't lose your view. Okay. I know you're in a valley, but look at me. I'm still God. I'm still able to do what I said that I would do. And just because you're going through something, God is saying, I'm not scared. Yeah. They go, do what to your house?
All right, now.
God is saying, but I gave you the house. I'm not scared. I just want you to believe in me.
Yeah.
They're going to take your car. Do what? I gave you that car. I'm not scared. Why are you afraid? What God gave you, what God blessed you with, you can just go to sleep, because nobody can take anything out of the palm of God's hand. You got to know that you're in the palm of God's hand. When you find yourself in the hand of God, you find yourself linked up and tied up to God. Hey, I may be late on some stuff, but it ain't going nowhere. Speak, prophesy to these bones. He says, you reflect back, and I'm going to ask you about these dry bones. Because what I want you to realize, listen to this, about the Valley of Dry Bones.
Have mercy.
Is that the dry bones represents the church.
That's right. That's right. Nobody. Have mercy.
You reflect back on what you're doing.
All right now.
And God says, but I'm revelating right now. See, you keep looking at television and reading the newspaper because you think people just don't have anything else to do. God is saying, I'm revelating right now. You see, when you get to a point where preachers stop preaching from the holy book and start preaching for your pocketbook, we in trouble. That's what's wrong with the world today, is that you can grow a church, but you got to keep on keeping on to keep it going. You understand what I'm saying? And so now what we have is preachers who is growing the church, and as you grow the church, you stop preaching from the word. You just think you got a great opinion about something. God doesn't care what you think. As a matter of fact, you don't know nothing. And as soon as you realize that you don't know nothing, the better off every church member would be. Don't nobody care about the car that you drive and the airplane that you fly in and how many people the church. I don't care about any of that. People only care that you care about them. Somebody told me people don't, they're not concerned about what you know until they know that you care about them. At the core of any church must be love. At the core of any church must be forgiveness. At the core of any church must be encouragement. At the core of any church must be a message of hope, a message of salvation, and a message of Jesus Christ who died on the cross, who has the power to redeem. You got to believe what God is saying and not what man is saying.
All right now.
Notice what he says. He says, you're a prophet.
Yeah.
What a prophet does is speak.
That's right.
So he says, if that's what you do, speak.
That's right. Speak to him.
Watch this.
Yeah.
He told the prophet to do what the prophet was ordained to do. In the midst of you going through something, let me tell you, because we spent so long, I don't know what God called me to do. Let me help you this morning. God called you to worship him. God called you to glorify him. So in the midst of you going through something, my challenge to you this morning is just begin to praise him. Begin to worship him. Because that's what you ordained to do. Nobody can take that from you. And you got to understand that that's your power. In the midst of you feeling weak, go ahead and give him some praise. You'll understand that's your power. In the midst of you feeling like this thing just will not turn around, begin to worship God. The Bible declares, or someone said, when praises go up, blessings come down. You got to begin to send up your lumber. You got to begin to send up the timber. You got to begin to speak to your situation. And that's what this whole thing is about. It's about the church getting to a point where the church is now cold. When something gets cold, you have to light a fire to it. And what he moves him to see is that when you begin to speak to your situation and things begin to come back together, he says, in essence, that's what you call it. That's what we call revival. Revival is when you take something old, something dead, something cold, and you light a fire to it. God needs to light a fire to some of us this morning, because we've just been too cute on God. God needs to light a fire in our life, because everything is going all right. God needs to light a fire in this United States of America, because we forgot about God. God needs to light a fire to some congressmen and some legislators, because we forgot about God. God needs to light a fire to some folks, because we've done everything but worship God. We need to get back to the basics. And you know, when Adam and Eve was in the garden, they didn't have all this television and all this. The only thing they did was just worship God.
That's right.
Just worship God.
That's right.
Now, God must be something.
Yeah.
Or somebody. If when you get to heaven, every day you just gonna worship him, that's a long time to be worshiping somebody who's gonna run out. He must know that he'll never run out. He must know that he got a lot to say. He must know that he's a revelator. He must know that inside of him is everything that mankind needs. You won't find it in a spouse. You won't find it in a title. You won't find it in a promotion. But you will find it in Jesus. You won't find it in a crack pipe. You won't find it in a liquor bottle. You won't find it in the bed with your lover, but you can find it in Jesus. God has to be your all in all. God has to be your everything. When you make God your everything, God will make your situation his all. He says to him,
yes, Lord.
He says, speak to these bones.
Yes.
Now, I'm kind of lazy. So if I don't have to work, and all I got to do is speak to my situation. So God, you mean we have that much power, that much control? He says, I gave you dominion. Now, dominion means you have authority over.
That's right.
Authority over. How you doing? All right, under the circumstance. No, baby, not under the circumstance. You have dominion over your circumstance, over your situation. You're going through something. I just won't say nothing. If I don't say anything, then Satan will leave me alone. No, he going to kill you one way or other. You better begin to speak to your circumstance. When things get dry, you better say, you better wake up, you better be watered, you better do something. You gotta speak to your situation.
Alright.
It's the people that we think crazy that's walking around talking to themselves all the time. You think they're crazy? Yeah, okay. You think they're crazy, but they're giving God some praise. You think they're crazy because they're opening their mind and they're speaking life into their situation. But you cute because you don't want nobody to think you crazy. So you just shut up and you just going through hell because you too cute to open your mouth. Baby, put me in a storm. I'm going to scream like you don't know what. Put me in the right situation. God, help me. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it sounds. God, help me. I don't care how I got there. God, help me. I need you right now. When you find yourself in the valley, you'll begin to scream out to God. You'll begin to call on His holy name. Have you ever found yourself in a low spot in life? And in the midst of you being in a low spot in life, you called on Jesus. Won't He show up in the midst of your situation? Have you ever called upon Him? Early in the morning, y'all do something. When you called upon the name of the Lord, there's power in the name of the Lord. There's healing in the name of the Lord. There's salvation in the name of the Lord. My challenge to you this morning, in the midst of going through something, just call on Jesus. He's your doctor. Just call on Jesus. He's your lawyer. Just call on Jesus. He's your banker. Just call on Jesus. He's your friend. In the midst of going through something, everybody else gone, I'm in the valley, but I'm still calling upon the Son of God. In the midst of going through something, I know somebody that would never walk out on me. I know Jesus is right there. In the midst of broken and dryness, I know somebody that can light my fire, baby. You ought to call upon His name and watch God light your fire. Watch God light your fire. Won't He light your fire? Have you ever been stuck down in something and you begin to call upon the name of the Lord and He lit your fire and then you made up for lost time? It's called restoration. And that's what this man is about. You lost some stuff in the battle. God is saying, speak to your situation. When you begin to speak to your situation, God is going to restore it. 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 And you know the good thing about God, it doesn't take Him as long to restore it as it took your crazy self to lose. That's the thing that I love about God. He's a God of restoration. He just wants you to speak. Just open your mouth. I don't want to do all that crying and all that. No, baby. No, baby. No, baby. Holler if you hear me. Holler if you hear me. Holler if you hear me. If you can testify that God will show up, holler, holler, holler. Give Him some praise. You going through something? Speak to it. What your mind man has been doing is speaking. Oh Lord, what if they let me on? What if they find me? That's you talking to you. Now begin to speak something else. Tell your situation what God said about you. God said he loves me. God says that I'm the lender, not the borrower. God says that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. God says that he loves me. I know what the situation and the circumstances is trying to say, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying what God told me. And as you begin to speak, you release the spirit. When you release that spirit, you better expect healing. You better expect restoration. You better expect God to turn that thing around. You got to begin to expect God to do it. You got to move even beyond believing in God to knowing God. Because you tried it. Not only do you need to believe, but you need to know. You need to know that God is there. You need to know that God is a healer. You need to know that God is a friend. You need to know these things about God because you tried it. I want to speak to that person this morning that's going through a valley and you're all alone. As we open the doors of the church, I want to talk to you this morning. I want you to know that in your valley, God is still God. In the midst of what you're going through, let it go. Let go and let God. In the midst of what you're going through, you got to believe God. You got to trust God. God says if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, that's your salvation. With everyone this morning, not sure about your salvation, with everyone this morning, if you die right now, if you're not sure where you're going, we want to extend an invitation to you this morning. It's a simple invitation. Is that if you believe, confess. God says you have eternal life. With everyone this morning. Never confess Christ as your personal Savior. Or maybe someone here this morning and you have. You're relocated to the area or you just need a church home. If that's you, we extend an invitation to you this morning. Not sure about your salvation. It's you that was speaking. Or maybe you are. You just need a church home. With everyone this morning. Is God living inside of you? Symbolically open the